Dame i gospodo, hvala lijepa što ste došli. Hvala lijepa što ste došli. Predsjednik Bush i ja smo upravo završili razgovor i imam čast izvijestiti vas da smo u ovim razgovorima prošli širok opseg tema, od bilateralnih odnosa do odnosa u regiji, ali i nekih drugih tema koji su zanimljivi u svjetskoj politici, koji su važni, koji su izazovi u svjetskoj politici. Želim zahvaliti predsjedniku Bushu na njegovoj snažnoj potpori Hrvatskoj, koju je pokazao i koja je bila okrunjena ne samo primanjem pozivnice u Bukureštu za članstvo u NATO-u, nego i ovim njegovim dvodnevnim posjetom Hrvatskoj. Naši bilateralni odnosi su iznimno dobri. Konstatirali smo da mogu biti još bolji. Ja sam zamolio predsjednika da nakon njegovog posjeta uslijedi i jedna trgovinska delegacija, izaslanstvo biznismena koje bi došlo u Hrvatsku da razmotri i ulaganje u Hrvatsku i da razmotrimo još i dalji razvitak naših odnosa. Kao što znate, složili smo se oko većine stvari, osim jedne, kao i u Washingtonu zadnji put, a to je koja je obala ljepša Hrvatska ili Maine ili Kalifornija u Americi. No, to smo ostavili za drugi put. Ja očekujem da će predsjednik sa gospođom Lorom doći ponovno u Hrvatsku i posjetiti Jadransku obalu. Isto tako želim reći da zajednički podržavamo sve zemlje iz jugoistočne Europe na njihovom putu prema transatlantskim euroatlantskim integracijama i NATO i Europsku uniju. Posebno mi ćemo sad susresti sa predsjednicima i premijerima Albanije i Makedonije. Želimo posebno, žao mi je što se dogodilo da Makedonija nije uspjela u Bukureštu, ali i predsjednik i državna tajnica i svi mi s druge strane smo zainteresirani da Makedonija što prije riješi ovo pitanje i da se pridruži nama u NATO-u. Još jedan put zahvaljujem predsjedniku Georgeu Bushu, američkom narodu, na potpori koju su nam davali i u vrijeme komunističke Jugoslavije, kad je Hrvatska u Ameriku gledala kao svjetlo na kraju tunela, kao onu zemlju koja će sigurno podržati volju hrvatskog naroda da ima svoju samostalnu i suverenu zemlju. Smatram da je ovo kruna naših bilateralnih odnosa i veselim se i daljoj suradnji.
Thank you, Mr. Prime Minister. Really good to be with you again. I remember very fondly our visit to the Oval Office.
Bruno, je drago da smo se opet zajedno našli, vrlo se drago prisjeća, ja vrlo predprisjećam vaše posjete u Oval
Office. Jel treba prijevod? No, there is no need.
Even though you did a brilliant job.
He's doing a great job, but they understand.
But anyway, you suggested I come to your country then, and I'm really glad we came, thanks, it was good news. And the fact that Croatia has been invited to join NATO is a historic moment. And I hope the people of your country are as proud as I am to be here to welcome you to NATO. My only regret is I didn't get to see the coast. But I suspect when more Americans learn of the beauty of your coast, they'll want to come. And that's why the Open Skies Agreement that we've negotiated is going to be important to open up travel and trade. We will take you up on your request to have a trade mission come. I appreciate the fact that you have an open government, an honest government, a transparent government, which will help attract foreign capital. Well-educated, hard-working people that will help attract foreign capital as well. We talked about the neighborhood, and I appreciate the Prime Minister's advice and counsel on how the United States can help continue to promote stability and freedom. I want to thank you very much for that. We talked about an issue that I know is on the minds of the people of Croatia, and that is the visa waiver policy. I fully understand, Mr. Prime Minister, that some in your country wonder why our visa waiver policy is different for you than it is for other people, perhaps in Europe. After all, you're sacrificing in Afghanistan alongside U.S. troops, and they wonder why they can't go see their relatives in America in an easier way. I think they should be able to. Congress has passed a law that we now must live with, and we'll work with your government to facilitate the new law in such a way, hopefully, that the people will be able to realize their dreams of going to America to see relatives and loved ones. There's a lot of people in America that have fond memories and of their homeland, and they want to be able to see their relatives in an easier fashion. So we'll work government to government to meet our laws, and at the same time, hopefully, facilitate travel. I don't want to create false expectations. On the other hand, people should know that we have committed to working to see to it that the policy is implemented in a way that hopefully will ease travel quickly. All in all, it's been an honor to be with you. I'm so grateful for your government and for the people of your country for welcoming me and Laura, and I look forward to future visits. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.